Is this real life?
Behold, Simi, life, real life, a thing that we have been denied for far too long.
Welcome to the desert of the real
life. English, do you speak it?
Welcome to another Real Life English podcast. I'm here with my co-host, the man who puts the real into real life English. It's Ethan. How are you doing today, Ethan?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to Carnival this weekend.
Cool, man. So what are you doing for Carnival?
I'm going to the beach in Espírito Santo.
All right, so that's a place in Brazil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we live in Brazil. Yeah. Just in case our listeners don't know where that's at. All right, so today we're going to do an article or a podcast about the article Sex and Dating Terms. So what gave you the motivation to write this article, Ethan?
So this was one of the first articles I wrote for Real Life English, and it just was coming up talking with some friends about kind of different relationships that was included.
Okay.
But like, how do you define what does one term mean and how does it relate to another term? Because right. We have so many terms for dating.
Yeah, and it's kind of complicated how it's all laid out or how it's all ranked.
Yeah, so I tried to do the best that I could to gather up all these terms we have in English to rank them out from the least serious, which would be when you're single, to the most serious, which is when you're married.
Right, yeah, that's pretty serious, yeah. Right? Okay, so let's get right to it. All right, so what is the first level of a relationship?
So the first level would be acquaintances, and basically in English, acquaintance is someone who you have just met. So when you first meet someone of the opposite sex,
it would be anyone, right?
Yeah, when you first meet anyone.
So you can be an acquaintance to someone you have no sexual interest in. It's just
exactly.
Like, it's almost like before you're even friends.
Yeah, so it's kind of like if I say, oh, hey, I want you to meet my friend Trevor, then you would be an acquaintance of Trevor and vice versa.
Gotcha. Okay, so acquaintance level one. So what about the next one?
So the next one is hanging out. And hanging out or to hang out is a term that we use all the time in English.
Definitely.
And in this case, it is just referring to, you know, two people doing something together. So that it can be either a relationship or it doesn't have to do anything with the opposite sex. Hanging out is a little bit ambiguous because you can be starting a relationship with someone that's like the opposite sex, but it's before you get to the kind of the stuff with romance.
The juicy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The good stuff.
The stuff that everyone's interested in.
Okay, so next is when you're in the friend zone.
And generally you don't want to be in the friend zone.
This is something that every guy hates, and some girls might even end up there. It's when you really like someone, you have a crush on someone, mm-hmm. which basically means that you have a lot of interest in having a relationship with that person.
And would you say that a crush is oftentimes the person doesn't know that you like them?
Yeah, I would agree to that.
But it's not always the case, right?
Not always. I suppose that someone could know, but usually if you have a crush on someone, they're not going to say, oh, I know you have a crush on me.
Right, it's kind of more of like a hidden thing.
Exactly.
Mostly.
So if you have a crush on someone, but they don't return the feelings, or you really are in love with someone and they don't return those feelings of love or of sexual attraction, then you're stuck in the friend zone.
But that's if they like you, right? If you still spend time with them.
Exactly. So you're friends, and you really like that person, you want to be in a relationship, and they have no interest in that.
Yes. And so if we go back to our romantic relationships, this would just be like a normal friendship.
Semi-normal friendship.
Right. It wouldn't be that normal, but... But as if it wasn't a romantic relationship, this would just be like, we're friends now, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's the next one?
So we're finally getting to the juicy stuff.
All right.
Commitment level number four is hooking up. Mm-hmm. So hooking up is also a very ambiguous term, like hanging out.
Very, very.
Hooking up with someone, that can mean that you're making out with them, that you're having
sex. So what does making out mean?
Making out is when you're like heavily kissing.
Right. So usually tongue is involved.
Tongue is definitely involved, yeah. They can even be like hands moving to certain places.
Right. And yeah, I'll just leave it at that. So what else can hookup mean?
So hookup can also be a term that doesn't have to do with relationship. Like if you're interested in something like I can hook you up on the tickets to Pretty Lights this weekend to a concert, to a show. So that would be using hookup in a non-relationship sort of.
So it's like I can give you, or I can present you with something.
Yeah.
I can hook you up with my friend who's really good with computers. He can help you on your website.
But it's very good. It's a good slang term to know because we use it all the time.
Yeah, very common. And so also hooking up can also mean having sex, right?
It can, but
it's generally not used that way.
Hooking up is a really good term to use when you want to be ambiguous about what you're doing with someone. If you're like, if you're a guy and you're going over to a girl's house and your friends are like, oh, so you know, like, what's the deal with her? You can say, oh, you know, we're hooking up. You're being very ambiguous with that. You're not saying, you could have just been kissing, you could have been having sex, but maybe you don't want to say exactly the details of what's going on.
Yeah, I use it a lot when I don't want to tell someone I'm having sex with them, or like, it was like, when we were hooking up. It's not like, when we were having sex.
Yeah.
So it's a much broader term, kind of vague at the same time.
Yeah. If you don't want to get to specifics, use hookup.
Yeah. All right, so what about the next one?
So next is friends with benefits. So friends with benefits, we also say fuck buddies, but that's a less eloquent way of saying it.
Yes, and fuck buddies, I think they might be a little bit different. I think fuck buddies is more focused on sex, as you can tell by the name. Maybe friends with benefits is more like buddy buddies who sometimes have sex.
Yeah. But they're very similar terms.
Definitely.
So this, friends with benefits is a no strings attached sort of relationship, which basically means that there's no commitment, there's no emotion, it's just sex, just two friends having sex. And then, you know, outside of the bedroom, they maintain the same friendly relationship. They go to movies, but they do it as friends, not as like a couple, not as a romantic pair.
All right. Cool, cool. And the next one, seeing someone.
Yeah, so when you're seeing someone, it means that you're unofficially going steady, which going steady we'll talk about in a little while. Seeing someone means that you're maybe going out with them and there's sort of the feeling there of some sort of relationship, but you're not quite a serious, committed relationship yet.
Right, so seeing someone is usually like you started hooking up, you started maybe having sex, depending on different factors, and you started to hang out with them more than normal, or you're just really just starting that relationship, that deeper relationship.
Exactly. I mean, so, you know, seeing someone, you could be kind of still hanging out a little bit as friends, but there's you're getting into the romantic side of the relationship.
Yeah.
You're not sure where it's going yet, but there's something there.
Yeah,
some
so
feelings.
Before any commitments or anything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so during this time, you can also, would you say it's okay to have sex with other people during this time? Can you be seeing multiple people at the same time and them not being aware of it?
Yeah, I would say that a lot of times if you're seeing someone and you're not committed yet, you're not, then it's probably okay if you're having multiple relationships, you're kind of seeing, testing the waters out, so to speak.
Yeah.
So you're seeing if you like this girl or this guy a lot before you make a commitment.
Yeah, so it's like giving you a trial run.
Exactly.
Cool, all right. And the next one.
So next is going out. So that's when you've actually like made your relationship public and maybe you're starting to be exclusive, only seeing each other, but it could still be kind of testing it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say the big difference between going out and seeing someone would be more that going out is like you're going out into public.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you're having public displays of affection.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably more at that stage, but maybe you're not completely committed yet.
All right.
And then next is dating, which is when you're committed, or you're hopefully committed at this point, because at this point, if you're not an exclusive couple, then one person might get really angry at the other person, I would say.
Right. Yeah, dating usually is like you guys are exclusive if you're dating. And for me, I tend to not think that going out and dating is different, but after you wrote this article, maybe I can see there's like a very subtle difference between the two.
Exactly. And in the US, kind of a typical date that we know that I think would be common in many countries is going to a restaurant, sitting down, having dinner together, talking, and you know, that's it. So you could technically have a date before you've had sex or hooked up or anything, but it still is kind of showing the same.
Right, but the verb dating, it implies that you guys are in like either an exclusive relationship or very close to getting there.
Exactly.
Because maybe you haven't like clarified that you guys are exclusive, but it's kind of this underlying sense that if they saw you hooking up with someone else, they would be really pissed off.
Yeah, they would be furious.
Unless you're polyamorous, but that's a whole nother story.
For another podcast.
Yeah, maybe on a different type of blog.
And another thing I would say too in the States that's kind of interesting is that we used to have just this classic going to dinner kind of date, but now if you say I'm going on a date with someone, it could be anything. It can be going hiking, rock climbing, going to an arcade, whatever.
Right. So what does a date mean in that sense?
In that sense, it just means two people hanging out with romantic interests.
Right, so like maybe there's the chance for romance, either afterwards or even more into the future.
Yeah.
There's some kind of sexual tension going on.
Exactly. But you can be on a date even if you're, you know, you're already married, right. I would say.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. So a date wouldn't be two friends. Two friends don't go on a date unless they're friends with benefits, maybe. All right. So next one, going steady.
Oh, just skipped one.
Did I skip one? Oh, exclusive. Yeah. Okay.
So exclusive, this would be, it could be before dating or after dating. It's when you're saying it's just us two together. We're not going to sleep or hook up with anyone else. So this is when the couple takes the relationship to only being the two of them.
Okay, so you can be exclusive while you're going out with someone, while you're dating, but if you're this exclusive means that you've clarified, that you've talked about it.
Exactly.
Whereas dating or going out, maybe there's just, you haven't talked about it yet, and it's this underlying assumption, but when you're exclusive, it means you've talked about it, it's in the open, you guys are both aware that you've committed to each other.
Exactly. And a lot of people like to kind of share this with the public nowadays by becoming Facebook official couple.
Yeah, exclusive is definitely Facebook official status.
So that's kind of an unfortunate thing, but it's kind of how it is nowadays.
All right, next one.
So next is going steady. Two people who are going steady are probably getting to the point where they're falling in love with each other. They've maybe even said, I love you, to each other. Mm-hmm.
They've probably been in a relationship for some time.
Yeah.
Usually people who, you know, are just started dating a few weeks ago aren't going steady.
Yeah.
Probably like at least a few months, you'd say, yeah?
Yeah. I'd say, too, going steady is a more, an older term. I don't think we really use it very much anymore.
Yeah.
But it still is kind of there, and it would come past those other ones.
Yeah, we don't really have a newer expression that would fit into that.
Exactly. Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, we've been dating for a while. Yeah, it's not really.
Right. So once you're in love with each other and everything, you might move in together. That would be the next step.
Or maybe you're not in love with each other, but the financial stuff makes sense.
Maybe. Definitely with some modern day couples, that could occur.
Yeah. Usually it doesn't happen in Brazil, though. Because they tend to live with their family for a long time.
Yeah.
So probably much more common in
much more common in
Western
the US.
Cultures. Yeah.
So, a couple that moves in together is a lot more common nowadays than it used to be. It's much more common, I think, for people to move in together before they get married to kind of see how they do living together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've lived together with my girlfriend for like a year.
Oh, wow.
We lived together, yeah. But it was kind of an interesting situation because the first time we started dating was when we moved in together.
Oh, so that's definitely, takes it to a different level.
That's a whole other story. Yeah, it's very complicated how it actually worked out that way. But essentially, we were both looking for a room, and we met each other, and we realized that we wanted to stay in the same room, so didn't want to have to pay more. So, yeah, that's a little bit of my personal life, but let's get back to the program. It's a really long story. All right, so next, how do you take it to the next level?
So the next level would be getting engaged when you get engaged to get married. So maybe you're living together or maybe you're not. And generally in the United States, the man pops the question, we say. He asks the woman to marry him. But less common too, sometimes a woman will propose to the man. But traditional would be
very uncommon, I would say. Very uncommon.
Yeah.
All right, and then also with engaged, if someone says, talking about their fiancé, it means like their husband or wife to be. Like they're engaged, so they say, they use the word fiancé, because they're not technically husband and wife yet.
Exactly.
So then when the next level is
being married. Hopefully. Hopefully you don't break it off in engagement.
Yeah. Hopefully the bachelor party didn't go too bad. It didn't go wrong.
So what's a bachelor party?
Bachelor party is what they... So they have bachelor parties are for men and bachelor parties are for women. It's like a big party that you have before you get married. Generally, it's the night before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so either the night before or right before the wedding. And it has this feeling towards it like it's your last night of freedom.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like sometimes really inappropriate things that happen during the bachelor or bachelorette party that you don't want to tell your spouse about. But of course, we always suggest being perfectly honest about everything. And if you're not comfortable with being honest, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
I would definitely recommend watching the movie The Hangover if you want to get an idea of that.
Exactly. Watch The Hangover. It's an awesome movie. Hilarious. I liked Hangover 2 as well. Check it out. Get an idea about the bachelor party.
So good for your lifestyle English.
Yes, yes.
So, kind of funny in a marriage in the United States, or in English, is that a man might call his wife the old ball and chain.
Yeah.
Meaning, a ball and chain is what they used to put on prisoners so that they couldn't escape because they had this heavy weight around their ankle. So people kind of think of, oh, a marriage is like prison.
Yeah.
You've lost all your freedom.
Right.
Another reason why a good bachelor or bachelorette party can be important.
All right, so that's all of our terms, all the 13 different levels. You want to just give a quick little summary about that?
Yeah, so if we just want to go through those again. So you can start out as a single, of course, and then you maybe become an acquaintance when you first meet that person. You start hanging out. Then hopefully you don't end up in the friend zone.
Hopefully you bypass the friend zone and go straight to hooking up.
Yeah, start hooking up, maybe become friends with benefits, maybe not. If you want something more serious, then you start seeing them.
Yeah, usually don't go from friends with benefits beyond.
Yeah.
It's usually that's a certain direction, but not necessarily.
Sometimes, you know, maybe in the movies more. And then you can start going out, start dating, become exclusive, and then start going steady, say I love you, move in together maybe, or maybe not, maybe just skip right to getting engaged and getting married, and hopefully you don't end up in a divorce in the end.
Yeah, it's pretty common in the US.
41% of Americans or something.
Craziness. And I bet a big percentage of that is people who've had multiple divorces.
Probably.
So maybe the numbers are a little skewed.
There's a lot of these like old men in the United States who get like 5 separate marriages. divorces.
But if you think about it, it can't be just the men getting divorces, you know? There has to be an equal amount of women getting divorces. So that sums it up for today. Thanks for listening to the Real Life English Podcast. We'll be creating a lot more of these lately. If you like the podcast, let us know, and we'll be a lot more motivated to make some more. So Ethan, just want to say thank you for being on your first podcast. How does it feel?
It feels great. I'm really looking forward to doing more of these, and I hope everyone knows a lot more about how to talk about their relationships now. Maybe talk to some native speakers. And look forward to talking to you guys soon.
So we're just going to keep getting better and better at this. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Peace. Who's to say what's impossible and can be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be?